This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Forum. This week, you'll learn with over 500,000 listeners the secrets of success from top CEOs. No sound bites, no gotchas. Instead, you'll hear direct insights, stories, and wisdom on personal leadership and on growing your business. Unfiltered and straight from the most successful CEOs. Hope you enjoy. And if you miss a CEO interview, you can hear any on our website, www.ceoforum.ceo. Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, and we're here today with Ron Shaikh. How are you, Ron?
Good, Robert. Good to speak to you today.
And Ron is an iconic entrepreneur, has done what no one else I really know has done. I've interviewed over 750 CEOs. He has taken two great companies and built them, Obonpan and Panera. But let's look at Panera. Over the past 20 years, it's been the best performing stock in the restaurant business, but it's actually outperformed almost any stock that I know in any business,
right,
at 26% annualized growth. It's even beat Warren Buffett. And you built an original concept of a restaurant with 100,000 employees, 2,040 restaurants. This is really your baby. What does it mean to you, and why is it different than any other organization out there?
Well, I think because for us, the folks that are running Panera, it's been this extraordinary opportunity to try out a whole range of philosophies and ways of going about doing this. How do you build a company of quality? How do you actually deliver for guests? How do you find a mechanism to involve and equify team members? What does it mean to ultimately build a company of quality, and how do you do that? You know, I didn't start out intending to go into business, Robert. I was actually much more interested. I grew up at a time when many people were political. I started out trying to have an impact on the world. And I had the opportunity in college to help open a nonprofit convenience store. And as a kid who couldn't dance and sing, I discovered business was the most creative thing I had ever been involved in my life. And I loved it. And this government major went into business, opened a little cookie store in Boston.
That actually called that.
Yeah, I called the cookie jar, right? And I did it because I wanted to create a place I wanted to work in. And that led to a relationship with a company called Obonpan. We actually merged my one cookie store with three Obonpans. They were $3 million in debt. We created a new company. That is literally this company today. It hasn't taken many forms, but it is the same literal company today. And that company, at that time, was called Obonpan Co. Inc. One cookie store, three French bakery cafes. And over the last now 36 years, it's been 36 years since we formed it. 1991, we took it public. 26 years since we took it public. It's been a series of transformations, and we've continued to transform in an effort to try to build an organization that frankly delivers, and we've continued to be conscious of trying to transform into a future that is only unfolding as time goes on.
And let's look at that original vision. When you came into Obonpan, you were young.
Yes.
And it was a little bit chaotic, the little business that you came in.
Sure.
What was your vision then? What were the challenges you faced? And how did you work with them to turn around to build such a successful enterprise?
I think this idea that we start off on someday with the original vision and it's an epiphany is actually completely wrong. I think that for my career, I've been continuing to go to work to learn and to take that learning and turn it into something of substance and value. And first and foremost for our guests, then for our associates, and understand that when we do that, we create something called competitive advantage. The desire for guests to walk across the street to visit us. And when we do that, we unlock shareholder value. We create economic value for all constituencies. So I've been learning the entire way. The original vision, to your question, back in Au Bon Pain, was simply to survive. We had a broken down business. I had one store, they had three stores, and they were in debt, and $3 million in debt. And our goal was simply to run that business, create a restaurant that I wanted to visit, an establishment I wanted to work in, take care of the good people, get rid of the bad people, get the money to the bank, and see if we could grow it. And quite simply, quick story, by 1984, we had actually gotten off the ground. We had paid down the debt. In 1984, I had you'd think it was an epiphany, but a realization. I was listening to guests, and I think that's one of the roles of a CEO, to really have empathy and listen. And I remember a customer walked in and said, "I want that baguette." And I say, "Sure." And they say, "Slice it." I say, "Sure." And I slice it the way you slice bread, like that. They say, "No, slice it from top to bottom." I say, "Okay, I'll do it." And I handed them the bread, and they pulled out a bag from Stop and Shop, and they put turkey on it. And you didn't have to be a brilliant marketeer or Harvard MBA to realize there was an opportunity in sandwiches. And so 84, again, my first big transformation. I essentially said, croissant and bread are not the end. They are simply a platform to sell sandwiches. And it was that understanding that powered Au Bon Pain's success. And Au Bon Pain was the first high-density urban feeder in places like New York, in Boston, Washington, where the choice was fine dining and fast food. It was a forerunner of what they now call fast casual. That fast-forwarded us to 1991 when we took the company public. We were rocking. A couple of hundred stores, we go public. The next major transformation, that wasn't a big transformative event, it was just a financing. 93 was the next transformation. We were running Au Bon Pain. And again, I try to really think, what's going to happen in the future? What are the implications of what we're doing? What is the byproduct of the intentions that I have? And by 93, it was pretty clear that the very things that had made Au Bon Pain a success limited it. You know, many businesses aren't built for growth. And Au Bon Pain had great success. I had a wonderful partner and a gentleman named Lou Kane, now deceased, had phenomenal real estate connections. And Au Bon Pain was at his best in New York, Boston, and Washington, D.C., but didn't work in the malls of L.A. or in middle America. And we made the decision in 1993 to evolve the company, let Au Bon Pain grow at the rate it could, and figure out what our competencies were elsewhere. And that led us to an international business, built a couple hundred stores in Latin America and Asia. It led us to a manufacturing business, built the largest frozen dough facility in the Midwest. And it led me in 93 to buy a company called St. Louis Bread Company. Interesting. Many of the most valuable things in my career happened serendipitously. I met a couple of guys from St. Louis at a 19-store chain. I essentially was asked to help them, guide them on why they don't want to go into franchising. I did. They invited me out. I went to visit, and I was just stunned by what they were doing there. 19 stores doing volumes almost as high as Au Bon Pain, but in strip centers in St. Louis. And I ended up buying the business, we in Au Bon Pain, for $23 million. And Robert, the beautiful part of the story, the guy who I bought from, a guy named Kenny Rosenthal, he took the money and became our franchisee. He's a very smart man, and maybe valuable for a lot of your listeners. He knew what he was capable of and what he wasn't. And he knew we were better to take this from 25 restaurants up to 500. And he took that money, became our franchisee, and eventually grew a business over decades. His Panera franchise that was four times larger than the business he sold us. And even more beautiful, 26 years later, I'd still say we love each other. Respect each other, for sure. And you don't hear that in America, and certainly in these kind of deals. Anyway, we bought it in 93. That was the second major transformation. The third was to transform all of this company. And in 95 and 96, I spent much of my time running around the country trying to understand the role of a CEO. What's the signal versus the noise? What's the wheat versus the chaff? What was going on in our industry? And I concluded there was a powerful phenomena occurring called decommodification.
Decommodification.
Or a drive for spending. Simply put, when I grew up in the 50s, every product was local. what happened in the 50s and 90s in corporate America was huge consolidations across all these major categories. What it led to is that every consumer category, an oligopoly with just a couple of folks dominating. In beer, it was Anheuser-Busch and Miller with 92% market share. Coke and Pepsi, 90% market share.
You have about 30 seconds till commercial break.
Got it. And you had Folgers and Maxwell House dominating in coffee. And the reality, Robert, is people reacted to this massing of society where everything was the same, every Route 1 was the same. You saw specialty beer. A good friend of mine in Boston, Jim Cook, specialty coffee, Starbucks. You saw specialty beverages. We began to see the same exact phenomena happening and possible in specialty food, big opportunity, and in specialty baked goods. Simply put, when fast food first emerged, it was the antidote to the greasy spoon. By 1990, they had become self-service gasoline stations for the human body. It was a powerful revelation that ultimately formed something that's now called fast casual.
This is Robert Rees on the CEO Forum. We're about to take a break. When we come back, we will hear from Ron Shaich about advice to CEOs, how to run your business and elevate.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-963-4946. Even better, call right now and you can get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, where we speak with the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Ron Shaikh, who is the CEO of first was Obon Pan and now Panera Bread. And I want to ask you, when you look at your stock performance over the years from April 18, 1997 to April 24th, 2017, the S&P had 210% growth. Panera Bread had 9,753%.
We beat them by almost 50 to 1, huh?
It's amazing. You invest $1,000, you have $9 million. So what advice do you have? You've talked about being transformative to have not just great results, but unprecedented results.
Well, in our case, I think it's been rooted in our willingness to really tell the truth, to really understand what's going to matter tomorrow. In our case, 100,000 employees, the name of the game is how do we figure out how to position this company for tomorrow? And then third, when we commit to something to actually get it done. You know, it's been at the core of everything we've done. We're intentional by nature. There's nothing we don't examine and we don't look at. And we
want to interrupt you there. How do you become intentional by nature? Is it you thinking things? How does that happen?
I describe it this way, Robert. Some would say that Panera's 36-year-long conversation that never stops. Right? We love, in Panera, we love trying to figure out where is the world going, how do we position into it, and how do we drive competitive advantage within that. And, you know, we've had a series of events that have gotten us there. If you really go backwards, the big transformative event was 99. We had, you know, Panera was one of four divisions of this company called Obon Pan. I was down in the Caribbean. I'd go through a process generally every Christmas week where I do what I call pre-mortem. My dad passed away. I watched him go through that process. My mom passed away. And I realized as I watched my dad pass away that we all have these opportunities to evaluate our lives. And I realized the time to do it, at least in my case, is when I have a chance to change things, not later. And I go through this every holiday, and I really ask myself a series of questions. How am I doing in relationship to my family, my health, my work, my own God, the things that matter to me? And I do the same thing relative to Panera. And in 1999, I'm on the beach, I'm with a friend, and I'm saying, Panera has the potential to be a nationally dominant brand. For every 100 brands that talk about being nationally dominant, one ever makes it. It's not one division out of four in this big public company. This friend of mine looks at me, and she says, Ron, what would you do if Panera owned Obon Pan, not the other way around? And I said, my God. I said, this is the gem, and we're going to screw it up. I said, if I had any will, I would sell everything else, monetize everything else, take all the resources we had, take the best people within our organization, go down there myself, and make this happen. And I'm the kind of guy that if I think it, and it makes sense to me, I want to go do it. I actually went and did it. And it was the worst year and a half of my life. There were many times I wanted to turn back. I hated it. Obon Pan was my first son. And these were people I loved. And fortunately, many of them came back after their non-competes. But sometimes you have to take that hard decision. You have to tell yourself the truth. And in our case, this was where the value was. Sometimes you have to understand what matters, which was unlocking this and giving it the capabilities to live into its future. and then you got to get it done. And we did. 1999, we were free. We had a couple of hundred stores, a bunch of cash, and the rest has been history.
So, but now with the digital world, how do you prepare? Now, you have this phenomenal thing where you go there and you just sign up while you're waiting online, but how are you really thinking today about the future and the digital revolution
that's
coming?
I'll step you back and tell you another little story. So 2009, great run. I actually stepped back from Panera, became executive chairman, and I wanted to apply a lot of what I learned about building companies with a long-term commitment to our political environment, helped form a group called No Labels, which is trying to reduce the hyper-partisanship in D.C. I ended up creating Panera cafes, we call them Panera Care, where there were no set prices. I wanted to see if that would work. It did. We served at one point 1 million people in these cafes with no set prices in a donation bin. Found it fascinating to do. Got to the nature of humanity. At any rate, I was basically out about a year, still doing all of the customer-facing stuff. And I wrote a memo 1 week on how I would compete with Panera if I were part of Panera. The guy who had taken over from me asked me if I'd work on it. I did. Brought that vision to life, and a year after I stepped down, I'm working at Panera 80 hours a week, and I loved it, doing the doing of it. And I was actually still there, and Bill had taken it over from me. He began to have some issues in his own life. He couldn't travel, and one thing led to another. He felt out of integrity. He asked me to become CEO again. He became executive vice chairman. I came back, and that led to another transformation plan, really rooted around how does Panera compete? How is it truly a better competitive alternative? How is it driving desire, and how is it reducing friction? Where is Panera going to grow? How does it grow from 5 to 10 billion? What capabilities does it need to have in place now to get that done? And how does it provide air cover in a large public company to get that kind of transformation done? And then we wrote initiatives for each of those ends. Relative to the issue of being a better competitive alternative, it meant something we called Panera 2.0, which was digital access, and then adjusting the production systems to adjust to it. It meant really ripping up our innovation structure in food, marketing, and ops. It meant moving into new channels. We started in eat-in. We moved into to-go with something called rapid pickup. We then took it from there into large order delivery and then now small order delivery. It also allowed us to go into CPG. It meant that we had to build what had been a modest IT function into what is now perceived as one of the top one, two, or three digital operations in the country. And then finally, along the way, we had to figure out how to pay the bills and keep the credibility of everybody, of all of our stakeholders as we went through this process. The point I'm simply trying to make is, for us, what leadership amounts to is actually understanding where you stand, where the future is going. To learn that, we do that with empathy. To do that, we try to walk in other people's moccasins. The reality is the future is here. It's just inequitably distributed. We have to see it and understand it. And once we do that, we have to figure out what our end is in mind. And then we got to really understand how that's going to get accomplished and get it done. It's not complicated. It's just really hard to do.
And on that note, it is a pleasure having you on the CEO Forum.
Thank you, Robert.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, "Hey, try this"? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
this is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, and we're here today with Brent Schaefer. How are you, Brent?
I'm great. Good to be here with you, Robert.
And Brent is the CEO of Philips of North America, and it's a really fascinating story because of the transformation that you recently went through. Talk about what that was like. You became CEO in 2014.
It's been an interesting ride. If you know Philips and you know our background, and most people know something about us, we're a 125-year-old company. Traditionally a conglomerate, started in the lighting business and grew from lighting into some related and unrelated businesses. Part of that was the medical business, which really came around creating X-ray tubes. So if you've ever seen an X-ray tube, it looks like a very large light bulb, and that was the origin and how we got into healthcare. In 2014, I came in really to the North America role with the full portfolio, which had been streamlined from over a 10-year period. We'd gotten out of the semiconductor business. We'd gotten out of TVs, actually, which a lot of people know us for. So we were really focused on consumer products, lighting, and healthcare. And as I entered, we, as company, made the decision to really transform ourselves into a health tech company. So really to focus full on, all in, on healthcare and health tech, which is, when we speak to that, we really mean our healthcare portfolio, products, services, support, software, plus those consumer products that are closely related. So in the United States, people would know our Sonicare brand for oral healthcare and Norelco brand, which is really grooming and it is a wellness kind of product. But to exit our lighting business, which was the origin of Philips at 125 years. So really a key decision for us that took a lot of thought. And there's a lot behind that if you'd like to hear more of the why.
Well, let's go first into, yes, what the why was, but then what we want to hear about are the challenges you had with the transformation.
The why behind it is, if you look at lighting, it's going through, it itself is going through a huge transformation. At the time, we're the largest lighting producer in the world. And if you think about conventional lighting and the shift to LED-based lighting, it's really a fundamentally different business model. Conventional lighting burns out in a relatively short period, so you have a replacement cycle. LED lasts for a very long time. So when you get into LEDs, you really have to think about lighting as a service business, and you have to move very fast. It's a very competitive business. Similarly, if you look at healthcare and what's happening there, the needs are so great with aging population in the United States, Canada, really mature economies around the world. You have an aging population that has an increased need for healthcare, increased incidence of chronic conditions, so tremendous need. And so the decision was one based really on focus. We felt like as a company we could not focus on these two key areas that required a lot of resources, different kinds of talent, and execute well. So the decision was split off lighting and really focused all in on healthcare and health tech technology.
Bet.
Huge bet. Huge bet for a 125-year-old company.
So what were the challenges he faced in trying to transform a 125-year-old lighting company into a healthcare company?
Yeah, great question. As you imagine, there's a lot of tradition and a lot of infrastructure in a company that's been built up around a certain business. And so lighting was at the core of our business all around the world. So our infrastructure, the way we did business, the way we dealt with our customers, it was fundamentally based around a lighting model. And so one of the things we had to work through is how do you put a team in place that can disentangle all these various elements of the business, maintain good focus in the lighting business so that it's high value as it's spun off in an IPO, because it had wonderful opportunities of its own, but you need to do that in a very careful way. At the same time, how do you ensure the right kind of focus you need on the health tech business for the future? So this is attracting people with skills in software, a millennial generation, a whole generation of people that are the right kinds of leaders for the future in that business. And so in a way is maintaining these two very different groups of leaders to manage through a two and a half year period of splitting off that business and position ourselves for the future.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, where we interview the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Brent Schaefer, who is the CEO of Philips of North America. We're talking about a transformation. So when you transform a company over 100 years old, you had 17,000 employees. How do you allow the entire culture to cascade down into this new transformation into becoming a healthcare business?
These are great questions. I think one of the things that we've tried to do as we have worked through this transition is to make the mission very clear. We have a lot of businesses that came through acquisition in our healthcare portfolio and in our health tech portfolio. And so one is looking for what's the common ground, what is it that everyone can identify with. And so we've made our mission very explicit, and it's meant to be meaningful, and people find it meaningful, and that's to improve the lives of 3 billion people by 2025.
Wow.
And so we try to make that very core in what we do, and I think that it has helped us to manage through a lot of change, because, you know, when in question, you kind of revert back to what are we here to do, and that's to improve lives. And that, as you go through ups and downs related to this kind of transformation, people, I think, genuinely believe in that and genuinely want to be part of that. I think it's also helped us to attract new talent in a competitive market.
And I want to ask you about that. Is new talent, is it getting people with healthcare backgrounds, or is it more of systems engineers, software? What type of new talent do you look for specifically?
Both. I mean, we need those people with healthcare experience, with healthcare leadership. We need a lot of software skills. I mean, that is absolutely key to where we're going. That is a huge need for us. And things like large account management and project management, I mean, these are common things, and we're competing with many different industries to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, now in the nature of our business, we're doing, in some cases, 15-year, 20-year partnerships with large hospital chains. And you have to have people who really know how to come in, implement projects, deliver on shared objectives, and that's a very particular skill set. So we compete with a lot of companies. Part of what we've tried to do is make the culture, as well as compensation and benefits, all those things, but to make the culture something that differentiates us other places.
What word would you say that defines culture at Philips? If you could think of one word or a phrase.
I think it is a caring culture. The people are, when we do brand research on ourselves, and we go to our key customers and we say, how do you think about us and what makes us different from our competitors in those markets? They will tell us fundamentally your people. Your people are different. And so we put a lot of effort into R&D and technology and developing those offerings, but which, of course, those are differentiated. But I think our people are very fundamental in their values, how they think about the work that they do.
How do you get people to care? Is that you've galvanized them all around this, that you're going to reach 3 billion people by 2025? Is it about the mission? Are there little things, unique practices you have? Because getting people to care and have a culture about caring, that's a pretty strong word.
It is. I think, honestly, we were fortunate to have a lot of employees who have been in the company for a long time who come from that kind of background, mm-hmm. who have spent time in healthcare or who have a very deep concern about patient welfare and consumer well-being. So it's kind of there, but we've made it more pronounced, and we've made a point of talking about it. So when we do town halls and when we do internal communication, we make a point of talking about the impact to patients, what we do, what you do in your role, and how you contribute every day to help improve a patient's life or a consumer's life, and try to make that very real and very vivid. And I think that helps to build the culture.
We have about 1 minute left before break. What are some of the key products and services that you're offering in healthcare?
Of course, in healthcare, we're the world leader in patient monitoring or connected care. So we have about 275 million lives that we monitor around the world on an annual basis. We're very strong in imaging, especially in the cath lab, number one in the cath lab. We're sensor planted and very much a leadership position there. Ultrasound, clinical informatics, services, oral health care. Those are our big categories.
This is Robert Rees on the CEO Forum, and we're hearing that you can transform your organization even if it's over 100 years old, and you have to have the vision and get everyone on board. We'll be back in a few, and then we're going to hear about some of the clients that they're working with as well. Back in a few.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our Bank Failure Survival Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, and we're here today with Brent Schaefer, who is the CEO of Philips of North America. So you were talking about that exactly. You monitor 275 million patients as a leader in that. And some of the companies that you work with, for example, I know you do a lot of work with Cleveland Clinic, so you probably work with Toby Cosgrove there as well.
Absolutely.
It's a great organization. Talk a little bit about what you're doing with them.
We've done a lot of work with Cleveland Clinic. We've done a lot of work with key thought leaders across the United States and really around the world. What we try to do is bring solutions to them that help them to deliver better care, better outcomes, more cost efficient. Let me go to an example. This is not Cleveland Clinic, but is Banner Healthcare in Arizona, one of the big IDN systems, very top-rated care system there. So we did some joint development with them on a project that was really around monitored lives, connected care, and patient monitoring. And it was meant to work with them together to treat patients who have chronic conditions. If you have a chronic condition, you're going to be in and out of a hospital for the rest of your life. And of course, the goal is to minimize those hospital visits for better quality of life, reduce costs, keep you at home with your family and your loved ones. So together with them, we put in place some technology. It was done over about a three-year period. It was a published study that looked at enabling technology, but also how the care was delivered. And basically what it would do is predict when patients with chronic conditions were going to worsen and need.
It's able to do that, actually?
Yeah. The predictive algorithms basically would predict when the patient's status was going to change so that there could be an intervention, they could stay home, avoid the trip to the hospital.
And that couldn't be done in a home health care setting, could it?
In this case, these were home health care settings.
Really?
But in the home.
That's a pretty significant opportunity for people improving health.
It's been very significant. They published a study with the results, and they saw about a 30% decrease in the cost of delivering care, about a 20% decrease in hospital readmissions, and all of that, of course, results in a much better experience for the patient.
So you're actually improving quality outcomes and clinical outcomes while reducing costs in the overall health care, say, which is about $2.7 trillion in the United States.
Absolutely, and that's the goal, to bring solutions like that to bear.
A question, because I know that that Forbes, who in full disclosure I am a writer for, but that you were cited in 2017 most ethical companies. How did that come to be? Because that's something that people really try for, but it's not easy. It's very competitive, and you can't cut corners.
That's a great one. I would say that it comes from the mission, and it comes from the standards that we keep internally. And I think it's a belief system that's there, goes quite deep in the population. And our senior management, I think, is very committed to that. And it was a very nice recognition. We're very proud of that. We, of course, want to continue to build on that.
One other I want to ask you about is when you're one of the top 50 most valuable brands. Now, it's hard to achieve that because you are over 100 years old legacy in the lighting business, and then you change a culture of over 17,000 people, move into healthcare. How do you do that and become
one of the most valuable brands?
Well, it's a great question. It has a unique twist in the United States. If you contrast Philips brand in the United States with Philips brand in Europe or Japan or even China, many people, you may have the same experience, they sometimes know the Norelco brand better than they know the Philips brand, and it's just the legacy of the brand in the United States. So one of the things we're trying to do is really unify our brand identity and really keep it on the big themes that matter most around healthcare and improving quality of life. And so that's where we're focused, and we're particularly focused on healthcare providers and on our key constituents in the government, because that's a very key component of our business.
I want to ask you some rapid-fire questions where I'll say a word and you'll think of a phrase that comes up to you.
Okay.
Leadership.
It's. I think it is a thoughtfulness, ability to engage others, set a direction, and bring them forward, bring them with you.
How about the word digital? What do you think digital means to you? Because here you are, an organization transforming from lighting to healthcare.
It is the future. Certainly it is the future. And so how fast can you get there? How fast can you go? I think that's the implication there.
And one more, and this is going to be right in your sweet spot. What phrase sums up transformation? Here you are, an organization that transformed from a legacy to a whole new industry in healthcare. What's the phrase that sums up success and transformation?
To me, it's focus, because I think it just takes tremendous focus to manage through big transformation projects like this. You just have to be relentless and stay on it. So,
yeah. Are there any mistakes that you learned from in going through the whole transformation that other CEOs might learn from and say, that's really something you have to be careful about to make sure that you oversee that element?
I think there are a few. I mean, I think some of the things were learnings in that process that as you're exiting a business or putting focus on a new area of business, you still need to keep the engagement of those who are running the business that is exiting or who are managing the transition. And so there is this need to keep all the constituents engaged as you manage through the transformation process. So if you take your eye off the ball somewhere, or you take one of those groups for granted and think they'll be fine, well, they become demoralized, they lose their way, things start to fall apart. So I'd say that's one learning, is you have to keep the same focus on the businesses that are on the exit path or on the turnaround path as you do on those that are really the growth focus.
That's a pretty profound thought for CEOs to be thinking about.
It's certainly the challenge for all of us, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's talk about the future. What do you envision the future being for Philips of North America? You've already transformed as an organization over $6 billion, 17,000 employees, from being in the lighting business to being in the healthcare business. Yeah. As we look down, open up that crystal ball a few years out, what would you say it looks like?
Well, I appreciate the opportunity to talk about it. What we've tried to do with our portfolio across healthcare is to be able to play in all the key spaces. So if you think about how healthcare is oriented, we always think about the hospital environment and acute care, and we are very strong in that environment and play there, and we'll continue to invest in that. So that is our intent, is to bring together pieces of imaging, connected care, informatics, together with services in unique ways that help solve those problems across the industry.
Brent, a pleasure having you on the CEO Forum.
Thank you for having me.
Appreciate it. Everyone there, remember, focus.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.